having a look today, or whether you're just searching out a place to worship or a church home, we're delighted to have you here. And to give you some idea about what we're all about, I'll quickly sketch some of our fundamental beliefs. Our vision basically says this: getting and growing people in relationship with Jesus Christ. So first, we're all about Jesus Christ. We believe that Jesus is who he said he was and is. He's the Son of God who came and died for us and for our sins. And so if this is your first time in church today, we hope that you would get to know him as we know him, because he's truly what life is all about: love. Secondly, we're about people. Every person who walks through those doors is important to us. So if you ever feel that you're just like another number, then we're doing something wrong. And I give you permission to tell me or Pastor Adam or Pastor Helen about it, because as a group of God's people, we care and love you. We care about your family. We love to visit you in the hospital when you're sick. And we love to pray over you, because that's important to us. And we're not only here to feed you spiritually, but we're here to help you in any way we can, and that's why we're here. That's why we exist. Thirdly, we're about relationships. We hope to cultivate and grow meaningful, positive relationships between each other, but also going a little bit step further and getting and growing in a relationship with God. Christianity is about a person and less about a set of rules. And that simply means that we exist to be in a relationship with someone, and that is Jesus Christ. And we merely exist to praise and worship him, and not just to obey a religion. And that's about it in a nutshell. But I want to encourage you also, all of you, to fill out your guest cards and that you received when you came in from one of our greeters. Just kind of write your name or email or phone number on there. We'd love to have some information on you to see how we can best minister to you. Also, if you have a specific prayer request, please take a little bit of time today and write it down on one of our prayer request cards out in the hallway and put it in the prayer box on the table before you leave. This will help us prepare for our 24-hour prayer vigil on starting the Holy Week this week. We are Prayer of Faith, and we would love to pray for you. And if you want to sign up with our prayer slots, one of our 30-minute slots, we have about 18 left. But that doesn't mean that we only need 18 people. We love praying all the time, and if you'd pray with us on 24 hours with us beginning on Friday evening, that'd be wonderful. But fill out one of those prayer requests, if you would, because if you don't ask us, then there's nothing to pray for. So I encourage you to take that opportunity and to allow us to serve you in this way. Also, next Sunday is Resurrection Sunday. Please consider inviting someone. Invite someone from your neighborhood. Invite one of your family members. It's the perfect time to do such. And oh, by the way, for those of you that are a little bit time challenged, please consider arriving a little early, because you never know. Last year, it was a little crowded in here when you came. So if you want your favorite chair, consider arriving a little earlier, because you may be surprised when you come in, because everybody loves to worship on Easter. So I hope you enjoy your worship time with us today, that you will be praised and sang praises and Hosanna, and may God have his blessing upon you this morning. If you would, please turn in your Bibles to Leviticus chapter 23. The Old Testament book of Leviticus, chapter 23. And once you found Leviticus chapter 23, if you bookmark in the New Testament, Matthew chapter 21. So Leviticus 23 and Matthew chapter 21. And as you're turning there, I'd like to tell you about a college co-ed. She had two problems among her, and that was common to many students. That was low grades and no money. So parents, those of you who have students graduating from high school this year and preparing for college, get ready. This college co-ed girl, she was forced to communicate to both of her parents about this message, and she knew they'd have a little bit trouble of understanding what she was trying to say. So after a little bit of considerable thought, she used a really creative way to help soften the blows of reality which she was trying to tell her parents. So she wrote them a letter, and in that letter, it started out this way. It said, "Dear Mom and Dad, I just thought I would drop you a note to clue you in on my plans. She said, I've fallen in love with a guy named Jim. And he quit high school after the 11th grade, and he got married. And about a year ago, though, he got a divorce. And we've been going steady for about 2 months, and we plan to get married in the fall. Until then, I've just decided to move into his apartment, and I think I might be pregnant. I'm not for sure. At any rate, I dropped out of school last week, and although I'd like to finish college sometime in the future. And then when you flipped over the letter on the next page, she continued, Mom and Dad, I just want you to know that everything I've written in this letter so far is false. None of it's true. But Mom, it is true, Dad, it is true that I got a C in French and I'm flunking math. It is true that I'm going to need some more money for my tuition payments. Love your faithful daughter, Jenny. Pretty sharp co-ed, even made bad news sound like good news, if it's seen from a certain vantage point. So much of life depends on where you're coming from and as you face circumstances, but the secret of it is perspective. And what is perspective? Perspective is related to the way in which we view something. And for the next half hour, I would encourage you to snap on your telescopic lens on your perspective and pull yourself up close enough to see the real you and study what you see, like a physician giving you a physical or an artist painting your portrait from the reflection in your mental mirror. Pay close attention to your life and examine the inner you on the basis of the time we have this morning. Leviticus chapter 23, starting with verse 40. I'm reading from the New American Standard Version, but it says, Now on the first day you shall take for yourselves a foliage of beautiful trees, palm branches and leafy boughs of leafy trees, and willows of the brook, and you shall rejoice before the Lord, for God, your God, for 7 days. Today I'd like to speak to you about rejoicing with the willows and the palms. He said in that text, which we really don't visit too often, when you come into my presence, I want you to come with a branch in one hand, and I want you to be a palm tree branch, and everybody take up one of your palm branches today and wave them. That's what we got them here for, to raise them and celebrate. But on the other hand, it speaks about, the scripture says to take a willow tree branch and call it the weeping willow tree branch. If you don't know what a weeping willow tree branch is, I kind of brought some today to show you. And as we come across this scripture while reading about atonement in Leviticus, we wonder, why would God have such a strange order? A strange order. It says, come into my presence with a palm branch in your hand and with a weeping willow that's bent over in the other hand. He said, come into my presence rejoicing. This is such a beautiful word picture, what we have in this scripture text. It's called the mixture of life. The palm tree, it represents blessing as it extends upward towards the heavens, and it stands upright in the sunlight, portraying power and its waves in victory as you wave them today in praising. And the palm tree represents that victory. The palm tree represents the good days we have, the happy times, the good times, the times that we can shout for joy, just as they did when Jesus entered the city in Matthew chapter 21, verses 8 through 11. In Matthew chapter 21, verses 8 through 11, it was written that most of the crowds spread their coats in the road, and others were cutting branches and trees and spreading them in the road, and the crowds were going ahead of him, and those who followed were shouting, Hosanna, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he had entered Jerusalem, all the city was stirred, saying, Who is this? The crowds were saying, This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee. You know, everyone loves a parade. And on October 29th, 1927, when Charles Lindbergh was given a ticker tape parade in New York City in honor of his solo flight against the Atlantic Ocean, 750,000 pounds of ticker tape poured from the buildings and around as the parade marched on, in honor of that. But the biggest ticker tape parade was on March 1st, 1962. That was the year I was born. It wasn't for me, but it was for astronaut John Glenn. Astronaut John Glenn, and he became the first American to orbit space and orbit the planet Earth in a spacecraft. And after that parade, the sanitation department cleaned up 3,474 tons of confetti, other paper, along the 7-mile route of jubilation that they took. 3,474 tons is equal to 6,948,000 pounds of paper and confetti. Everybody loves a parade. And it was no different when Jesus came into town. Josephus, who's a historian at that time, estimated the crowd to be about 3 million people. 3 million people when Jesus entered. It's amazing. Now, that's what I call a big crowd. So palm trees represent the praise and worship, and just as the people did when Jesus entered Jerusalem and they entered in their presence, Jesus entered into their presence. But then there's the weeping willow tree here. Its limbs are bent over, and it almost looks like it's crying. It represents the sad times we have, the trials and the tough times and the hard days and the difficulties. One branch represents sickness, while the other branch represents health and goodness. One branch represents favor and goodness, while the other branch represents destitutes and struggles that we have. It's like in the palm tree, you've got all the good things about life, but in the weeping willow tree, you've got all the bad things in life. And that thought is this, that everybody around you, including both you and I, have palm days, palm tree days, and willow tree days. And just because you're a Christian doesn't mean that you're going to have a palm tree day all your life. Truth is that you're going to have to learn to worship with both a palm and a willow. But the good thing is, God is the same all the time. And you just have to understand that in your spirit, that there are some good days and bad days. But God is the same all the time. And He said, I want you to come, no matter what's going on in your life, because you can come into My presence. And you know, your life is just incredible. And I want you to rejoice in My presence in those days when you come. But when you go, when things are the opposite, and you're having a willow day, and you feel like giving up, and it seems like everything is going wrong, and nothing's going right, things seem to be working against you, He said, bring that into My presence also, and rejoice with the willow branch and the palm branch. What a powerful lesson this is, because life is a mixture. And it's important for us to learn that it's a mixture between laughing and weeping. Because God put the palm in our life. And when we have palm days, things are going really good, and your health is good, you should rejoice in that fact. Hallelujah! And that's why it's a shame that some of you have been in the service this morning, all morning long, with good, healthy bodies, and in your right mind, and you've yet to rejoice. You've yet to get out of yourself after all this wonderful music and praise we've had. I've heard two testimonies already this morning. One was Terrell was telling me that Kish's mom actually was the first person to lead her to Christ. Didn't know that. That's something to celebrate. Thank you, Terrell, for sharing that with me. The other one was Miss Nancy back here, who's our visitor today, was telling me about her healing, how God had healed her thyroid after it was removed, and the doctor said, you probably have some cancer in there, but she believed different. And when they removed it, the doctor said, I took it out, but there was no cancer. Those are testimonies. Those are testimonies. And that's just amazing what we hear those things from people, because on the palm tree days, we should be happy. Those are the good times. Let the good times roll. Is anybody having any palm days today? Anybody? Hallelujah, thank you. Learn to rejoice. It's okay. We won't ask you to leave, I promise. I promise you. But you don't want to hear this. We left to rejoice. We have some people, praise worshipers, come and dance at times. We had some people, you've heard them this morning, shouting praise. Others have just hugged each other in joy. But the palm tree, sooner or later, will become the willow tree in your life. But it won't stay that way. It's a mixture. They go back and they go forth. The floods of life come and the storms rattle your soul. You experienced a little bit of that Wednesday night. And everybody at one time or another has had to swallow the bitter pill of life's circumstances. Of a broken relationship perhaps. Or maybe of a friend betraying you. Or a business that failed. Or some situation that didn't fare well. It becomes overwhelming at times. That's why Isaiah said in chapter 17, verse 7, he said, therefore the abundance of which they have and have acquired and that they stored up, they carry off over the brook of Abram, or the brook of willows. And notice I said in that verse, the abundance of which they acquired and stored up. It doesn't matter how much that you have stored up. It doesn't matter how good things are in your life, sooner or later, you're going to have to deal with the willow tree. Sooner or later, there's going to be some problems that money can't fix. There's going to be some problems that your education doesn't fix. And you just have to go through it. Sometimes just drudging your way ahead until you get to the very end of it. Like my good friend Cliff Williams said, while persevering through his cancer, and I've got this wrote in my Bible, he said, if God brought you to it, then God will bring you through it. What a courageous man he was to show us, his brothers and sisters, the right way to face death as a child of God. And God said sometimes when you just have to go through it, make sure that you keep coming to me. Don't just come to me on your mountain days, but come to me when you've got a willow in one hand. And nothing's going right, and tears are streaming down your face. Learn to come to me also in those days, and rejoice. And rejoice then too. I'm here to tell you that nobody escapes it. I don't care where you go. There's nowhere you can hide that the willow tree will not find you. And in Jeremiah chapter 9, he said, I'm just going to go in the wilderness and stay in a hotel for a while. And some of you may have said the same thing. You just want to get away from it. You want to get away from people. Verse 9 says, oh, that I had in the desert a wayfarer's lodging place, that I might leave people and get away from them. He just wanted to get away from everybody. He just said, leave me alone. But you can get alone all that you want, but the willow tree will find you anywhere. Even when you get mad, even when you get hurt, either at home or at church. And I promise you the willow tree will be there. One day you'll look outside and you'll find the willow tree in your front yard, because nobody escapes it. But welcome to life. The life of a believer, the life of a disciple. I don't care how close you want to be to God or are to God, life happens. And if you've been led to believe that once you get saved, everything's going to be palm tree days, you walk on top of the world, that's just not true. I don't care how much you fast. I don't care how much you pray, how much you read your Bible. Just because you're going through the willow tree days, though, it doesn't mean that you're out of God's will. It doesn't mean that you failed God. It doesn't mean that God's putting any judgment on you. Truth is, well, I don't care who you are, we're going to have palm tree days, and you're going to have weeping willow days. And the thing we've got to remember is we need to be consistent in our rejoicing. And when you can learn to say, I praised Him in the good times when I had it all, and I praised Him in the bad times. The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I've got a willow tree day today, but I'm going to have a palm tree day tomorrow. And if I've got a palm tree day tomorrow, then I may have the willow tree day on the next day. But you know, life is good because God's on the throne. I've gone from willow tree days to palm tree days all in one day, and vice versa. I know what it is to go to a funeral in the morning and stand by the coffin of a close friend and watch his family weep and cry. And I weep and cry with them like a weeping willow. And then I have to leave that funeral and rush to church to prepare for a spiritual weekend and be happy and excited with everyone. And everyone there is smiling and they're waving palm trees, especially when you go to the walk to Emmaus. Everyone's rejoicing there. But everywhere I went to, there is happy and joyful. And that's just how life's circumstances are. Circumstances can change each day. Your palm tree can go from a willow tree by one red light, by one accident, by one phone call, by one doctor's report, by one malignant cell. And you just have to learn that the palm tree can become the willow tree real quick. But I want you to understand, if you have a willow tree right now, that miracles can take place just as suddenly as tragedies. And just as you can go from a palm to a willow, you can go from a willow back to a palm. And that's why you need to just rejoice through it all. That's why Paul said in Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. Not just during your palm tree days when the sun's shining, but rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Because if you don't, it'll shake your Christianity. Some believers have shaky Christianity because they don't understand this concept. They thought that if I always love the Lord and serve Him, then I will have palm tree days. And that's where they keep getting messed up. Because the trials come. And everybody has willow days. And everybody has palm days. And they're astounded when something like that happens. They cry out to God, God, why would you let this happen to me? You know how much I love you. You know how much I serve you. It doesn't mean that you've backslid. It doesn't mean that you're out of God's will. Again, it's just welcome to life. There are summers and then there are winters. There's palm tree days and there's willow tree days. And what you've got to do is to make sure that your worship isn't tied to whether you have a palm tree day or a willow day. Because what you have to do is to tie your worship to God. And it doesn't matter what you're going through in life, because He's worthy of my praise, and I will praise Him. You see, some days when I walk in here, I just feel like I'm down. Sometimes circumstances happen to me. Some days when I've come in here, I've got a weeping day. Last Christmas, I had to preach the Sunday before. And right before my message, I was in the pastor's study preparing to come out here. My neighbor calls me and tells me that my dog was hit by a car. It was ran over, and how he'd rushed it to the veterinarian. And he tried to save him, only to have him die in his arms. You know, many of you knew Moses. He was a sharp little dog. Once you threw a ball for him, you better be prepared to throw it about 50 more times. Because he'd bring it back to you and he wouldn't stop until your arm wore out or he wore out one. But that's life. That's life. I had to place the willow branch down and pick up the palm tree branch and say, "Blessed be the name of the Lord." That was a willow day. Have you ever had any willow days? Or am I just preaching to myself this morning? You feel like nothing's going right. Kids are acting all crazy. Your spouse isn't treating you right. Nothing's going right. Your finances are acting up, acting funny. Bills seem to keep flooding in. Nothing's going right. You're just kind of pushing through the day. But here's one thing I've noticed. Sometimes we tend to make a big deal out of our willow days more than we do our palm days. Many times we blow up on our willow days and we forget to rejoice on the palm tree days. You've got something to praise God for this morning on Palm Sunday. Today of all days is the special day to do some rejoicing. Some of you came today with a willow branch in your hand, while others have come with a palm. So let's just rejoice in His presence. And I firmly believe that in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, it says, "All things work together for good to those that love God." And it's our responsibility, it's our duty to bring the palm trees and the willows. Notice what Moses said in our text today in Leviticus. He said, "Bring it before the Lord, rejoicing." You've got to see life as a mixture. Sure, you may be having some tough times, but you've had some good times too. And so that's why I can rejoice, because if I've got bad times, good times are for sure to come. Bring your willow and your palm tree today and keep rejoicing. And don't take for granted those good days. I remember visiting an old member we had here. His name was Floyd Freeman. He was in the same nursing home that my grandmother was during her last days. And he told me that the doctors didn't give him much time to live. But that was 10 years from the time he told me that. Amen. But I always lean in on the last words that people tell me, people give me. And one thing he told me after I asked him, "What is one thing you've learned in all of this?" And Floyd told me, he said, enjoy life to its fullest. Accept no substitutes. In other words, rejoice. And don't let the things around you, or don't let people steal your joy from your day that's going on. Don't take for granted the fact that God is with you through it all. And just come today and thank Him. Did anybody this morning come to thank Him? Hallelujah. You know, you can find people that will grumble all the time. But very seldom will you find people that will come and rejoice. Psalms 34:1 says this, in the palm days and the willow days, and you know this verse, and if you've heard it, say it with me. "I will bless the Lord continually at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." Then Psalms 103, verses 1 and 2. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, forget none of His benefits, who pardons all of our iniquities, who heals all your diseases." Psalms 30, verse 5 says, "Weeping may last for the night, but a shout of joy," and there's my palm branch, "a shout for joy comes in the morning." Psalms 115, verse 18. One more. You've heard this one too. If your neighbor's trying to sleep, make them feel real uncomfortable. Poke them in the ribs and say, "Rejoice." What a great verse that is. So, verse 18 of Psalms 115 says, "But as for us, we will bless the Lord. From this time forth and forevermore, praise the Lord." Because no matter what's going on from this time forth, God will be with you. Some of you are going through a weeping willow day. The Lord sent me to tell you, from this day forward, I'm going to praise the Lord. It doesn't matter what comes down. It doesn't matter what goes away. It doesn't matter how I feel. It doesn't matter how I'm treated. From this day forward, say it with me. From this day forward, the palm tree days and the willow days, I will rejoice and be glad in it. You have to just purpose within your heart and saying, God, you know what? When it's all said and done, you've been really, really good to me. We've got to find grace to bear both the palm tree and the willow day. Because it takes grace to make it through the willow days. But there's something even more dangerous than willow days. Now, I don't worry about the saints who are going through some great struggles and trials. They'll show up, and because and they pray because they have to. They understand it's essential to do that. I don't necessarily worry about people who are going through some trials and struggles in their life because they show up and they're desperate for a word from God. But I worry about people who, when God begins to prosper and bless them, that's when you need the grace too. I know you don't think you do, but the more God blesses you, the harder it is to stay faithful to Him. When people begin to get money and power and prestige, they begin to develop a self-dependency upon themselves and think that I don't quite need God like I used to need Him when they had it all. Or when they didn't have it all and they were desperate for Him. I don't quite need Him like I used to. If tears were indelible ink instead of the clear fluid that they are, I think we'd all be stained for life. Heartbreaking circumstances, the painful encounters calamities that we happen to us, the brutal verbal blows from a surgeon when he tells us something, or maybe even our angry spouse, maybe even your teenage children. Joseph Parker, he was an old pulpit orator and a great pastor and an author for several decades. He said it well 3 years before he died in the year 1902. He said, "There's a broken heart in every pew. Preach to those in sorrow and you'll never be lacking for a congregation. Life with all of its pressures and its iniquities and the things it brings, the tears and tragedies, can be lived on a higher level, high above the miseries that come your way. And it's all a matter if one chooses to. The free choice that God gives us to live our life above the not so nice things that we encounter each day. Because if we couldn't do that, then Christianity has little to offer. Jesus is reduced to nothing more than an apologetic beggar at the back door with his hat in his hands and a hard luck story that you can either take or leave. But don't believe it. Because when pressure happens, that's when our Lord does His best work. Those times when tragedy joins hands with calamity, clashing together, forms those storms in your life. Jeremiah recognized it in chapter 31, verses 13 and 14, when he said, when God spoke, saying, "For I will turn your mourning into joy, and I will comfort them, and I will give them joy for their sorrow. I will fill the soul of the priests with abundance." 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, John also stated it when he assured everyone, "For whatever is born of God overcomes the world." And that's the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Not a reluctant hunch, not a fairy tale's dream, but a fact as solid as granite and twice as sure, overcoming victory is claimed by faith. Is it for everyone? No. Is it for the majority? No. It's only for those born of God. Only God's born again in Christ are the overcomers. Does it mean that we won't have sorrow? No. It means we'll well be able to overcome it, to live in victory in spite of it all. And how? by the faith He's promised us. And as we look back on our perspective on life's issues, you'll find that life is short and life's uncertain. And while looking at your life in perspective, it doesn't mean that it requires necessarily rose-colored glasses to discover that. Because life's challenging also. And because life is short and life is uncertain and it's unchallenging, life is filled with challenging adjustments. Because at every new dawn, before you wake up in the morning, life makes a delivery to your front door, rings the doorbell, and runs. And every package that it drops off is cleverly wrapped. One may say, "Watch out, you better worry about this." Another may say, "Danger, this one's going to bring fear." While another one may say, "Impossible, you'll never be able to handle this one." But God is always with us. And here's the challenge to you this morning. When you hear the doorbell ring in the morning in your soul, try something new. Have Jesus Christ answer the door for you and rejoice. Rejoice with both the palm tree and the willow tree. Some of you today may be praying. Some of you may be wooed in your spirit with a willow in one hand and a palm in the other. And God asks you this question: will you rejoice in me, even if I didn't give you a blessing for a season? Can you resolve in your spirit to say as Job did in chapter 13, verse 15, "Though he slay me, I will have hope in him"? Learning to rejoice in the good times and being open to celebrate God and His wonderful blessings that He brings us, especially today, like on Palm Tree Sunday when we celebrate that fact, as well as the willow branch, learning to rejoice in our sorrows. You know, when you can rejoice in your sorrows, it's a very, very powerful tool against the enemy. Because the enemy becomes rendered powerless. As God pours His mercy down upon you, and you lift up your tear-soaked spirit toward Him and saying, "I will rejoice in you." That's when it's powerful. Have you recognized Him as King in your life today on Palm Sunday? Have you openly made a commitment to invite Him into your heart, or is He still tucked away in a room you have maybe for Him to let Him out one day? Today you may decide to open the gates in your life and rejoice. And the gates in your life, sometimes it may have been locked in certain areas. Maybe today you just need to come and wave your palm branch before Him, rejoicing. Rejoicing and praying to Him and rejoicing at the good things that He's done. Some of you have issues that are too great for you. And you need to wave your willow tree branch while praying to Him and rejoicing. As we stand this morning, prepare to sing as our worship team plays, prayer counselors come forward. As we stand, step out and come to the altar as the Spirit leads you. Our prayer counselors are here to pray over you, to encourage you, to anoint you for healing. Just lay down your palm branch today. Step out and come and rejoice in the King of Kings. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Glory be to the name of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Come today rejoicing. Come today weeping, but rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord, for He is with us all the time. He never abandons us. He never forsakes us. The grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord will stand forever among His people and those who love Him and those who praise Him and those who lift
lift their voices up to Him. Lift their hands up to Him and say, I love You. I love You. Thank You, Father. Thank You for all that You've done. Glory to God. Everybody pick up a palm and raise them to the heavens and rejoice. Rejoice in Him today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank You. Thank You for all that You've done. We come to You rejoicing with palms, with palm trees, with willow branches. You are the God that healeth thee. You are the God that healeth thee. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise Your holy name. Praise Your holy name. Blessings be upon us today as we rejoice. Healing be upon you today as we come rejoicing. Forgiveness comes today as we come rejoicing. Repentance comes today as we come rejoicing. Encouragement comes today as we come rejoicing. Power, might that You've given us, we bring You today as Your children and come to rejoice. Come to rejoice. Amen. Thank you for rejoicing with us today on Palm Sunday. Coming into the house of God forever to lift up your hands, your spirit, and in your physical form, blessing, giving Him blessing for what He's done with you. Blessings be upon you. Father, we thank You. Thank You for entering Your Son, and that so many people could realize who He was. Not just a great teacher, not just a great orator, not just somebody that gives them hope, but someone that gives them new life with You, and that we can celebrate it with You as Your sons and as Your daughters. And we come before You today rejoicing that fact and recognizing Jesus as King among our lives. Thank You, Father, and give us a week during this week of thought, of prayer, of humility, of light and hope. And all the church said, amen. God bless you all. Have a great week.